your name.
Yeah, what's up, everyone? Welcome to Glitz and Glamour. It's your boy, Sadie Jane, and your girl, Mona Angela, in the building. What's up? What's up?
What's up? Hey, everyone. Welcome to Glitz and Glamour. Thank you for tuning in. Hey, Sadie.
Yeah, yeah. What's up? What's up?
Man. Like, I really got lost track of time because I was watching the new show, Dating Naked. That shit is mad.
Oh, yeah, I watched that. I was just having a discussion with someone on the phone about that for the show. I kind of like the concept.
I mean, I do like the concept. I would probably do it because I don't like clothes, but it's just like kind of weird because some people are just creeps. Like that black guy, Justice, he was a creep. Okay, like
hold on,
he
wait,
had
what did
no
you say?
Interest.
You said you would probably do it because you don't like clothes.
I really would. I hate clothes. Yeah, as soon as I step in my house, I'm coming out of clothes.
I do. I'm about to determine to fraud myself, but I ain't gonna say nothing. I'm gonna be quiet on that one.
Oh, geez.
Well, no, yeah, I'm about the same way. I come in, I'm like Tarzan.
Yeah. Most people are. Nobody wants to be in their clothes all the time.
Yeah, and you've even done implied new modeling photos too. So
yes,
I think that pretty much shows that you're comfortable. That pretty much shows you're very comfortable in your skin because you've done multiple implied nude photos.
Who are you talking about, me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have done a lot of implied nude work. It actually, hey, it's art,
guys.
Because
when you watch the show, the people are only people that see you naked are the people who are there with you. But other than that,
yeah,
the people who watch the show, you blur it out to them.
Yeah, but I think it's like a really cool concept because you do get to meet that person in their natural state, but people are creeps. Some of those people are creeps. Or at least they look creepy.
Don't ask, guys. I don't know what the heck just happened.
Right.
Yes, but as far as that, I feel when you watch this show, as far as being naked, so it kind of tests your mind state because it tests right to back who's what they're about. Are they just trying to get at you so they can try to get a quick nut or whatever? You find out really quick. And if you naked, you know, the person, it's like I was talking to someone, like, it's not, if they touch you Philly, come on, it's all right, but it's when they're going too far or they can't hold a conversation at all with you. Because you're naked. Now that's a different discussion.
Yeah, I would probably slap shit out of somebody. But I'm sure they have like some kind of rules about that too. You know.
Mm-hmm. I know, but hold on, but when you go, when they be having them scenes, they be closing that door. They probably do something behind that door. Don't fall for it.
Well, they probably do something, but that's kind of like authorized, don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's
kind of like they have each other's consent to touch their private parts.
Yeah, but I would say, but that's the thing with me. I feel like if that's the case, I feel it's just as you do right off the bat, then we know where your mind is.
Yeah. Well, look, I don't have all the answers, okay?
Because, I'm dead to right now, and I've been very tame.
I just can't take you, Sadie.
I am. I've been tame, man. Yeah, that's a fine woman.
Crazy. Oh, before I forget, I just really want to shout out my city. Shout out to Houston in the first Go DJ Awards that they had. Yes, the Houston Awards show that they had yesterday presented by Go DJ Hi-C. I did not make it, but I did hear it was like a really, really good turnout. Houston showed up and show out. Go ahead, y'all. Even though I did hear some of y'all was acting, y'all had to, y'all was acting like y'all was real life on. But everything turned out great from what I hear.
How do you feel about this trend that's going on right now about I'm so.
It's getting on my damn nerves.
I like it. But I'm not liking...
It was cool at first, but now it's just too much.
I like when it's not getting out of hand. Like, some people getting out of hand. Like, I'm so hood, like, I remember whoop about three niggas. Like, hey, see, now y'all taking it to another level. Like, it's not fun no more. It was cute and innocent, and it was just nostalgic. Now people get ratchet with it, and it's, like, kind of annoying. Now it's turned to I'm so hood. I remember we used to beat up about three niggas every day. Like, okay, guys, give me a break.
Yeah,
and I had
like
complaint. Unnecessary nonsense.
Or then they start arguing about, you ain't from over there, I don't know you.
That's stupid.
Well,
that's the point. Some of it is you're not from there. You might not be there anymore. But when you were there, that's how far back you go to when you were there that you remember when this happened. That's the point of it.
Yeah. To each his own, I guess, with that whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
To each his own.
I watched This Week Hit the Floor, ma'am.
Whoop. Oh, Lord Jesus, it was nothing but the devil.
There's so much going. They giving you so much heat. Even lifting can't get on that level. And they telling you to pee.
Fuck all that. I was still stuck. After the naked scene, I was stuck, okay? Yeah, that whole... You know what? Even the scene with Logan and... what's the guy? Terrence, whatever his real name is. Her and Terrence, when she... flew out and met him after the game. That was a pretty good damn scene. I almost started liking him too. But I'm about to be trifling.
Right, she just so
vindictive.
But how is
it okay for her to fuck both two team players? Like, how is that okay to mess with both of them?
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, she, like, it's like she has so glimpses of being a good person that she doesn't, and she tries so hard to be vindictive even when she's trying to, even when her good heart's trying to come out, it's like she's trying so hard to, like, I can't show them I got a heart. I got to do something to change this up. And I can't believe Asha, why you do that? Why did you do that,
man? Yeah, I don't understand why
you do that.
Why did she go back into the party and had an argument? Like, you should have kept that. You know, where y'all was talking in the hallway together. But at the same time, he did have a point when he was like, you know, German's been in a relationship 2.5 years, and this is my first time doing a real relationship, and you know that. But, like, she has to understand that. Don't get me wrong, he was wrong as fuck for throwing that coke in her purse. But at the same time, I understand what he's saying was, like, if we're going to have a relationship, you got to talk to me, not your ex-boyfriend. And even this deal, like, she did tell German, why not tell him? You know, why still lie to him like that ain't your damn significant other? So
right.
That was kind of like I couldn't even be on her side this time because she really fucked. It's like she's like cutting so many people out of her life and she don't even really know it. But she cutting up.
And then VH1 got politically correct yesterday. I was like, I mean, was I the only person who saw that they really went intense about the gay scene? They were really intense about it.
Yeah, and no, well, like when you see the next show and it was like the little previews they did, and they was like in bed together. It's like, what are we doing? I'm like, oh, this is nasty. Oh,
I thought it was interesting because, you know, most times, you know, people always shun, they
ever
say, I don't mind seeing two women, but I want to see two men.
Yeah.
I thought that was interesting that you show that because they usually won't do that.
Yeah. I've never, like, looked at two men and be like, oh, hell yeah. No, I don't.
I had a discussion a lot. Women, do they want to see two men doing, you know, and that's not the case. That is there's not straight men who want to get two men doing it, and there's not two, and we're not saying it's wrong, but I don't want to see it. I don't know, watch two women. I watch two women,
but
be fine. I just can't,
and
this
is kind
of
on topic.
Myself do it.
Like Little Mo and her husband or fiance or whatever he is, it came out that when they like for another man to watch and masturbate while they have sex. Like, that's what her man likes. And it makes him come when he see the other man, like when he see the man who watching them come. I was like, that's gross. Like, that's nasty.
I guess. I know what.
That's a good viewer question.
What do people think about that? Is that necessarily gay?
And it was
I personally think it is.
BallerAlert.com. They have like a full little write up story and interview, and it's been going. Like, they wrote the story like yesterday, but it's still been comments about it today. Like, Lil Mo has said something back. It's just gross. Okay, I'm sorry, but that's gross. I don't.
Right.
How does it? It should make her feel some type of way that the only way your man comes is when another man is watching out and he comes. Like, what the fuck? You can't make your own.
I mean, I'd rather just tell me that he's finna go, that they finna have a threesome with each other. I can do it. That being the story more than the story about this dude just watching. You paying someone just to watch. And so it doesn't come up as, oh, I'm not gay. I just like to have somebody watch me, and it turns me going to watch him come. Sir, that's kind of low key the same thing. You're just not touching them.
Yeah. I just don't know what to say about that one. I just really don't. Love and Hip Hop Mimi is a dumb bitch still. She getting dumber every episode.
It's not that she's dumb.
She just hurts
she's
my whole brain.
If they gave her Oscars for the worst acting, she would get it. Please stop. She's so horrible. This is the worst acting in the history of TV. I honestly did not know it was a home video. Let me remind you guys of a home video. When you look at a home video and you go to Pornhub.com, yes, I did say the site, so people can try to, I'm front like they don't watch porn. You go there, you can tell the between homemade and not
home.
And yes.
That was
by the video quality. When you got lighting and all this other extra stuff going on.
She said they
really,
edit it. Ain't nobody add lighting.
Right. Ain't nobody add good
add
cameras.
They add the effects and the lighting. Ain't nobody. Mm-mm.
They using VH1 type cameras to on film. Get the heck out of here. Who holding the camera in?
It was on a tripod, she said. And some scenes he was holding it. She is a dumb bitch for thinking somebody believes that. Like, absolutely nobody believes that that's a home video. And then
I don't believe
the
home video,
and
I don't believe it was leaked. It's a bunch of BS.
When she told Benzino that she wanted $10,000 to be on the cover of that magazine. Really?
Mm.
$10,000, Mimi? You're not worth $10, okay? Like, that porno was so damn whack, I was disappointed that I got it for free.
Baby, why did you put me in the magazine with this man, old man on the magazine? Why did you put me in this, DB? I'm like, oh, my God, shoot me for her, too.
She is funny as hell. I'm sorry, but Jocelyn is hilarious. If they take Jocelyn out the show, that's going to take a lot of comedy out of the show because she is funny because she's stupid.
And actually, you know, because speaking of exclusive, there actually been stories about them not talking to each other anymore. But, like, this was going to be a surprise to us.
Oh,
about
well,
her and Stevie not talking to each other anymore. So that's if that's true, because you know how that could spend lives around here. Then, wow. I remember last week in the show I reported that she got booed here in Dallas.
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh boy, I kind of wish I kept getting blown up about asking me to come out to that event, and maybe I should have just so I can get a good laugh.
You should have. That would have been a good ass laugh.
All right, let me see. So chat a little something, something. Okay. With that being said, y'all, we're going to go to a music break. We come back, we're going to top it up some more. I'm going to play the special download song. We played the end of the show last show. It was a very good song, but I didn't get a chance to play it till late. This is Make It Home by Fats Domino. Right here on Good to Glamour, we'll be back.
You ever pray sometimes, man, of, about, like, things you need and want, family, friends, stuff like that? Yeah. I kind of crack myself up sometimes. The stuff I pray about be real simple, like just making it home. Yeah. My whole life I've been putting out fires that other people start. Hero hard, I just wanna play my equal part. When classes start, teacher's part is to keep us smart. But class clowns say it's a rapist up in Lincoln Park. So keep praying, kids playing, it's getting dark. Mom's getting sparked, no wonder what they swinging for. Where's Pops? He been gone since like a week before. What you sleeping for? We gon' need the preachers more. I choose keeping my soul over a pot of gold. Cause that pot of gold will leave you with a pot of nose. Started as dreams and schemes and a pile of goals. And with backstabbing friends, enemies, a pile of foes. And nowadays we so addicted to the hour shows. Lights done in the dark, I wonder where the power go. And the trend now is parting year with model hoes. My girl don't feel appreciated, tell me where the flowers go. They say where you start ain't always what you end with. That's kinda true, cause I'm wondering where my friends went. The ones that really know me care less about a fan base. You be cool with a lot of niggas to the fan break. I wanna make it for my fans, take my bro say. He'd rather pass on the top if it's lonely like hoes say. So it's a couple words I say to myself, couple words I pray to myself. I just wanna make it home. And you come in this world, man, with your family, your moms, your brothers, couple friends along the way, you know. And then you meet this girl, man, and she just come along and give it a whole new feeling, like something you never felt before, man. Yeah. She make me wanna give her everything she asks for, whether it's a trip or my cell phone passcode. And yeah, she trusts me, and I ain't got a hot shit, so I don't be lying like Tiger with a side chick. My mom's told me a better man I better be. No lions, tigers, or bears. At first she was scared of me. Might change the game up, hit her with a pedigree. Get on one bending knee and hit her with a wedding ring. I can tell by how she kissing me, the only other chick besides moms who can love me unconditionally. Seen past the mystery, misery of my history. It's crazy when I entered her, said she seen her enemy. Her John Dillinger, if it's a public enemy. At first she wasn't into me, now she the puzzle's missing piece. So for everybody hating on me, got a bad chick waiting on me. I just wanna make it home. I come across this homeless dude all the time, man. I never judge him or nothing like that. I just see him, man. Never know what to say, man, but most of the time, man, I wonder what his pain is. Like, never know what got him to that point. Just never know, man. Yeah. I finally got enough nerve to go and ask him what happened in the past with your family and passion. It's so tragic. He say the world ain't been the same since he had seen his baby girl in the casket. So what happened? He a college graduate, can't understand how he in the hood pushing a basket. He a survivor, I figure that's the least it could be, since he lost his daughter to a drunk driver. The story goes, he was headed home, they had just talked on the phone, couldn't have been like half an hour. He walked through the door, what he didn't know, his wife had picked his daughter up on the way from a happy hour. The driver that his daughter lost her life to, same reason on that same day he lost his wife too. And he was 46, wondering where his daughter went. Gave up on car notes and mortgages. True story, a Lexus and two-story up in Arlington. Life had made him give up on all of it. Couldn't look his wife up in the face, he couldn't handle it. Daughter name was Faith, he had lost them both, same date on the calendar. The whole time I'm sitting thinking, tearing up, wondering. When we pray to God, is he hearing us? Pondering, waiting for sunshine, where the summer went. Question is, when you lose hope, what's the punishment the money went? Then he lost his mind and his selfishness is evident. He happy with whatever I can help him with, be careful with. Anything that bring life relevance, I'm telling you, cause I left out the part about the felony. It's been a better week. He happy I could reach to him, speak to him. Cold world, son, keep warm. That's what he told me, man. I just wanna make it home.
Come and put your name on it, put your name on it. Come and put your name on it, your name, but you wanna put your name on it, put your name on it. Come and put your name on it, bip, 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 bip.
It's not even my birthday. I know you want it in the worst way. You ain't the Friday but my birthday.
But you wanna put your name on it.
And it's not even my birthday.
And he's tryna put his name on it.
Girl, I wanna fuck you right now. Been a long time, I've been missing your body. Let me turn the lights down. When I go down, it's a private party. Ooh, it's not even her birthday. But I wanna lick the ice and out. Give it to her in the worst way. Can't wait to blow her candles out.
I want that.
Heart attack and throw it back, now watch me get it. Ain't new to this, but you the shit. Damn girl, you pretty. Blowing out your candles, let me make a couple wishes.
Remember how you did it, remember how you fit it. If you still wanna kiss it, come and get it. Sweeter than the rice cake, bread sipping. Kill it, tip it, cake.
If you're sexy, you know it, I ain't afraid to show it. Put a candle on my motherfucking back, baby, blow it. Love it when you do it like that. Show up with some sex, bring a rack, on my rack. Wrap it up, boy, while I took this bow off. Talk that talk, yeah, I know I'm such a show off. Daddy, make a wish, put this cake in your face. And it's not even my birthday.
But I wanna lick the ice and out. Give it to her in the worst way. Can't wait to blow candles out.
I want that.
Yummy. Cake.
No.
And we're back with what? Why no? What did I do wrong?
Miss is always
wrong.
Nothing.
Oh yes. Now I got something special because the reason I play that song is because last Monday was Houston's birthday.
Happy birthday.
And we got a special guest who actually wants to send her a shout out, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
All right. What's up, man?
Hi, old Kermit the Frog here, and I'm going to be singing you happy birthday. Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday from Kermit. Happy birthday to you. Okay, so that's the end of the song. Now I'm going to leave you to have a very happy birthday. Yay!
Well, wait, why Kermit, is
only Kermit cuts through bits of glamour. He a boss.
As long as you start singing, hey. I'm going to start laughing. You childish in real life.
Only Kermit the Frog. Kermit is a boss, man. He comes through glitz and glamour just to say happy birthday. That's what's up, man. He took a break from the timelines and everything and came to show some love.
He could have dropped off a little tea while he was there.
Right. He said, we got
shame
enough tea. We got enough tea on the show as it is. He said, we don't need any more tea than we already got. More
so
tea.
Funny. Don't do that, because I thought you was Kermit again.
You thought? I know, I do Kermit the Frog's voice very good. Well, Kermit the Frog here. That may have been me just singing there.
No, that is so childish, Teddy.
What?
Who can sit there and practice Kermit the Frog?
Man, come on, man. You know that was classic because Kermit the Frog, you know, he on Instagram going in on people, Twitter, Facebook, and he stopped at the shoulder to show some love and say happy birthday. That's what's up, man. You know, he a busy man.
Very. I guess we'll get into our show topic today before getting you carried away. And
Wait,
today's topic. Don't get off of it, please. Today's topic is a physical versus emotional cheating. Is there a difference?
And we had somebody comment. They felt some type of way when I posted that earlier. They were ready to comment. Like I'm a yes. I have a good comment on my page. People was feeling that. It was from this type of way.
Well, let's hear it then, Teddy.
All right. Let me go ahead and get going, too. I'll make sure I don't misquote it, so I'm going to the page as we speak. All righty. Make sure I get this in. This is a person. I was like, that person will never comment on my page, really. So they comment on this. They really felt some type of way.
Yeah,
it was straight,
emotionally
straight to the point.
Cheating.
But they were like, they're both cheating. At the end of the day, they both still hurt. That was their simple, straight to the point answer.
Yeah.
And that comes from Miss Teo in Jersey. Shout out to her. And she also told me to let you know the Morty. That was the only
Shut
one that I had that stood out.
Okay, one more thing about that
I had to get one more out. That's all I had to do.
Let it go, please. Let it go. So what do you think, Sadie?
What do I think? Yes. I mean, just the fact that we said we differentiated physical and emotional alone, there is a difference. The same common goal is a little different, too. But in the day, it's also what's still the same is it's still cheating. I feel like this a lot of times physically, it kind of does end up leading to both. Because when you're having sex with people, I feel this way. When you're having sex with people, their emotions are transferred to you in some way. Their emotional energy just transferred to you. If you don't feel for that person, and they just a person you like, hey, they just a booty buddy or whatever. In that day, you still kind of get some of that transference of some of their emotions. So that being said, you get physical with this person. I feel that a lot of times that emotional aspect is going to come into play too. But now you got both cases going on, and now you got to fight. You got to fight both things at the same time. So I feel that physical is more detrimental because it can lead to being both. Now, emotional, sometimes some people, they won't ever do anything with each other personally. But some of these people they do emotional cheating with are people who are like just online that they will never go meet, but they kind of get this online connection to where they're always sharing their feelings with each other, getting very emotionally attached, and they kind of take you in, and because of that, they start to spend so much time on sharing those feelings with the other person, and kind of cuts off with how emotionally attached they are to their mates. So, yes, like I said, there's a difference, but I feel that physical is more detrimental because it will lead to both a lot faster versus emotional physical, but in most cases these days, most of the time it's just people who are just meeting over the internet, talking to each other that way.
Yeah, you had a point.
So,
you do have a point.
So what's
there.
Your take on it, Angela? And now, see, I stopped myself from doing it. I was going to do one.
Well, I'm still kind of sort of trying to figure it out No, I'm not trying to figure it out. I think they are both cheating. Yeah, they're pretty much basically both cheating. And not like one's not more worse than the other because I mean, but being intimate with somebody is a lot. You know, that can mess a person up emotionally if they're the person being cheated on. But to know that the person who supposedly loves you loves somebody else too, like, how does that work? Yeah, so that, is it like you cheated me out of love because you sharing it with somebody else? And then, I mean, because that's how people feel about, you know, when their mate have sex with somebody else, is like they feel like you sharing a part of them.
Yep.
So if you love somebody else, you pretty much sharing a part of me as well, because your love is supposed to be all mine. I mean, that's back to that whole, can you love more than one person at one time? Which,
secret lover, yes.
Shut up, don't start.
That's what we are. Now, here's the question, because I'm just in a musical mode, and I need to make a musical, get out my system. Now, here's the question, because you're very open on the show about sharing this a lot, and for me, you know, I have much more respect for you, because a lot of people won't admit that they paint these pictures of BS to us, but, you know, as far as you with all of cheating and whatnot, was it more so emotional cheating or was it physical cheating?
Depends on who it was. But, like, it don't really count, because I said it don't count. Shit.
I'm so confused. What does that mean?
Because you really trying to get a body count on me right now. That's what I feel like.
I don't want a body count. I want you to, I don't know, I don't want you to say how many people versus that. My question is, the people you cheat, some of the people you cheat on, like, what was more so, I'll tell you the psychological thought process. I don't care about the number, man.
I don't know. I guess it was different, depending on the person. I don't know, because people are different. I'll say that, because some women do cheat because they're emotionally attached to someone else other than the person they're currently with. And some women cheat because that person was fine as hell and they wanted to fuck them. So I guess it's to each his own, to what, you know.
So would you cheat on, so if you were in a relationship
with
McKinley Freeman, would you cheat on him?
Heck no, that man is awesome. Shit. Oof, Lord. Flashback. Oh, did y'all see that nudity yesterday? Thank you, Jesus.
On a side note, for a second, on going to that, when I saw the scene, they were rubbing the baby oil, I was like, Lord, I was like, I just spill in my head. Angela's watching this scene.
I wish I was that baby oil.
And she's mad as hell.
I don't wish I was Aisha rubbing the baby. I want to be the baby oil, okay? Oh, no, that was a beautiful thing. Yes, Lord, it was. And then he posted the picture on Instagram. The thirst was so real. And I think that is so funny, because women be so quick to call men thirsty. Women are some of the most thirstiest creatures on this earth, and I will vouch for us.
Yes.
Because when he posted that picture, the thirst got real, okay? And I was one of them. And I...
You know what I think it is? I think more so we're not really... I think this is what the mindset is, because, again, we're the pursuer. Men are usually the pursuers while women are the pursuees. So
yeah.
If they're thirsty, if y'all are thirsty and you thirst for us, per se, then we find – and let me go ahead and differentiate this. I don't mean like being like on some super thirst, but, you know, you thirsty. It kind of is like, oh, okay, she's like – oh, she's digging me. It's in a regular mind state. It's like, okay. You know, she's really, y'all go out, y'all way, try to show us how much y'all want us and whatnot. The male ego gets massaged by that, so we don't really look down upon that versus women. Y'all the pursuees, so y'all feel the type of way when we do that. And y'all can sit it, because at the end of the day, it ain't going down if y'all don't want it to go down.
Yeah. I don't think in real life that I could actually date a man as fine as McKenna Freeman. Because I wouldn't want him to go out the house. Bitches are sneaky.
All right. I'm over the line. I see the good kisser. It's online. What's up, Desi?
What's going on, people? What's going on?
The good
don't
kisser.
Don't start no city. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Don't do it. Don't.
Shut up, Angela. What's going on, people? Hello, it's Desi in the building. Now, what you were saying, you can't date a man fine as McKinney because of what now?
These bitches is trifling, including myself. Because McKinley is one of the people like, oh, he got a girlfriend. You be like, so? Like, he's too fine. Nope, can't do it. Not going to do it. I want, like, a man that I'm attracted to, but he ain't all the way fine that he going to lose himself in, you know, the outside world. So, McKenna Freeman, I can't do you, baby. But, I can, but I can't, you know.
All right, when he come back on here, we're going to tell him what you said.
No. I love him in real life. Don't tell my baby that. I would probably faint if I see him in person.
Because he had expressed that he would like to be that going again, so. Yeah.
And that he loves you, Angela.
Oh,
Lord. That, she's not going to ever let that scene go, y'all. She's never going to let it go.
What? I have the clip saved on my phone. Are you serious?
I knew it. I'm like, I can see it now. Like, you probably got to like that as an alarm every morning.
I'm judging my life, okay? Okay, Desi, you missed it. No, you don't even sound right. Anywho, back to Desi. Since you previously missed it, we need your take on today's topic, physical versus emotional cheating. Is there a difference?
I'm pretty sure, like, whatever y'all response was, I'm pretty sure I agree with you guys. I think we're all in agreement that it is a difference between the two. But just to kind of give a little more detail on it from my perspective, I would have to say in a relationship with a woman.
Yeah, it will always be a difference with us. Everything is emotional, based on emotions with us.
Sorry, guys. That's just what it is.
I need to start using that Summer's Ease. I can fix that pH balance.
You watch too many commercials.
I surely do watch those commercials, and I know. Okay, I'm not gonna put my business out in the street and be quiet.
Thank you. We greatly appreciate it.
Cause you start shaking, kissing.
Ooh, said it was all you.
City has been doing the most today, okay? The most.
So I think when it comes to me, just to kind of give a little bit more detail, in a relationship, like if, for an example, okay, my man is not, you know, doing what he's supposed to be doing because he's either busy or, you know, whatever the case may be, so, you know, I find it from somewhere else. I'm emotionally, like, tired of the situation. I'm not getting the affection that he's supposed to be giving me. Like, I'm not getting nothing out of it because he's always busy. So a woman turns to her friend because he's leaving that door open for someone else to get her, if you understand what I'm saying by that. Because you're not doing something. So it's like, okay, well, come over here. You're vulnerable. I got you. So in my emotional period of that time or whatever, then I'm going to, like, go to the dude. It's emotional cheating. It's just emotions, you know, and then I start feeling him, you know. But for guys, I think it's different from a man. I'm not a male, so I can't speak on that. But for a woman, yeah, if you don't do something, somebody else will. And y'all already said that women already have that one on the side which I don't agree, but then I do agree to a certain extent, you know what I mean? But, yeah, it is a difference from female point of view, it is.
Now, here's a question for both of y'all. Do y'all think it's more so, no, you see this, like, this post a lot where people say he'll do everything he can to get you, but once he gets you, he don't do the same things he did to get you anymore, and that's usually when y'all lose interest. Do y'all agree with that statement? Is that usually the stem of what kind of leads to the emotional cheating?
Yeah.
It could, however, it hasn't happened to me, but it really possibly could be the reason, but that's because a woman doesn't require him to do those same things that he did when they met.
Right.
Like, why that he continues that? Why would he continue?
Exactly. And that's why, like, you know, it just goes back to communication is key. Don't suddenly you can't finish nine. Like, if you was, like, paying and, like, all that kind of stuff and, like, you know, opening my door and, like, treating me to, like, you know, vacations and, like, let's go to spontaneous trips and all that kind of stuff, then keep it up. But if not, then she going to look like, you know, what's going on? Like, what's up? Why stop? Don't suddenly you can't finish.
Right. I think this is what it is. I think, from a personal mail, I'm getting some advice in the mail is how I personally feel. What you have to do is build up the stuff. Don't throw all the magic tricks all at the beginning, because then there's no I left within the relationship. But now you didn't get my tricks. Now they know. Now you're open book. Like, do little things that are exciting in the building stage, and then just, you know, kind of release more and more stuff so that it never gets boring, and you're always doing something fresh that, you know, and making it special, because it's like, hey, now I'm in a relationship with you. Oh, you thought that stuff was great. I got stuff that was way better that I'm about to do for you that I didn't do for you when we were just talking or just in the dating phase.
Yeah.
I think that's why a lot of people mess up. They throw all the tricks at the beginning, and now they don't have anything else to, like, build up to.
I agree.
Somebody
on my team said that emotional cheating is actually worse.
Fine. What did you say, Angela?
I said somebody on my Twitter said they think emotional cheating is actually worse.
It is. Especially for a woman, because you know how we can be, you know.
I mean, I just feel like it's so hard to get your man's emotions out of him, period. So if somebody else hits him, it's like, damn.
Exactly.
I would rather you fuck her, okay? In real life, that's not okay, guys. Don't be giving your feelings to other people. That's how you come home and you're missing pieces when you wake up.
Mm-hmm.
So I heard.
You end up on an episode of Fatal Attraction.
What's that? I said
that's how they be ending up on the episode of Fatal Attraction.
Oh yeah. But why put yourself in that situation though? Like, I don't know. That lady was crazy on that movie. Are we talking about the movie or like a TV show or something?
That TV show where every week there's always some over the top crazy thing somebody does. So it's like it's real life events, but there's always some people. These people lose it, and this stuff goes awry. And usually, it's dealing with cheating emotionally and physically. Funny thing is, most of it usually involves emotionally.
Not for a man. Y'all don't nah. When y'all sleep with a woman, that ain't emotion. There ain't no emotions in there, is it?
No, like I was talking about, I was making this point earlier in my answer. I don't care what anybody says, and people can say, yeah, man, you know, I'm just hitting it, quitting it. But in the day, you still have an emotional transference to you. That a piece of that person's spirit is left with you.
What? When it comes to a man, really?
Whether they want to admit it or not, okay, although men are emotional creatures, But still, at some key instinct in our emotional breakup, or makeup, it still had a piece of that person still left for us. Think about it. You that's why every now and then, if a guy is feeling something they're doing has some remnants of a person they should talk to, that's usually what leads to them hitting y'all up in y'all inboxes. Oh, how you doing? Oh, I miss you. That's usually something as a trigger to them that reminds them of you that you did emotionally, and it usually leads them to hitting you up. So yes, it is sometimes. It's not as prevalent as women because y'all are more so emotional creatures, but it is still there.
Hmm. Wow. Ooh.
Yeah, some food for thought for today. I know.
Yeah, it is. I didn't know that. Appreciate that. Thing.
So,
wow,
one, so if men truly have feelings, they just really never lose them, or what? Like, how does that work?
We eventually. It's not that you don't lose the feelings for that person. That person might play an influential part of the type of mate they pick next. And that type of mate they want next is not necessarily fulfilling them or whatnot. It tends to lead them backwards and want to come, you know, going back to the original source of that feeling they're looking for.
Is this true, Sadie? Are you like for real?
I'm being dead serious.
Hell
I'm not just reading something out of some paper. This is really how we think. But I'm breaking down some behind the scenes man stuff that ain't no man gonna come tell you if I ain't gonna just come out and tell you.
Steve Harvey told me some stuff.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, don't go for that. That 90 days. Let me go ahead and dispel that. 90 days. That's not going to change the men's emotions. If y'all remember watching Eddie Murphy Raw, he talked about the whole thing about if you were a starving person in Africa and you brought them a cracker and they hadn't ate for 90 days, that's going to be the best damn cracker they ever ate. It's the same thing. We're not getting none. That dude been wanting something from day one,
90 days,
and that's what his main goal was. And he waited 90 days, and then you finally have sex with him. He gonna think it's the best sex ever because he's been waiting for 9 days to get it. But people getting it twisted. They're reading that book. This is the thing they're messing up at. They're reading that book and they're thinking that that's going to keep the dude. Some dudes will be as smart. They waiting so they can finally get what they want because hey, sometimes it's like they know they don't want a relationship, but they want more. So they want the prize of oh man, it's like a baddest chick in the world, and man, I'm trying to hit it real bad, so I gotta do desperate times call for desperate measures. Bam, he gonna wait them 90 days so that he can have that trophy and saying yeah, bro, I hit that, you know. So it's what their mindset is going to be. Some dudes going to wait 9 days.
I would really hope
9 not. Days, they going to K-camp the hell out of you. If y'all know what K-camp is, that means he's going to cut you off.
But my whole thing is, I figured that the whole 90-day thing was to get more out of the relationship versus just sex. So it's to actually make you put in more time to find out who this person is within those 90 days before
and
y'all get into being physically involved with each other.
Exactly.
That's what I'm thinking 90 days before.
Exactly. And then, just let the listeners know, look, I don't have no rules. It is what
me
it is.
Either.
Well, I'm just saying,
sure
like,
I know either.
Yeah,
it,
I don't
it,
have
it,
no
it,
rules
or
whatever,
of,
but.
It is wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. You know, it's going
down.
Yeah,
but at the same time, like, that would, like, also let you know, like, is he there for you? Is he really trying to get to know you or for you for real? Or he just wants the box? But I feel like at the same time, it could be, like, he's trying to be slick and he'll put on that role. Okay, I'm just, like, whatever. He getting it on the other side or whatever. I'm just sticking until she give it up to me. Niggas is slick.
Exactly.
Too.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm
some
sorry.
Of them these dudes playing their
niggas
role.
Niggas is slick. They'll do that. I believe it's Eddie. That I do believe.
And especially because they know that the book is out there now in a movie that, and they know now it's out there. Now they go now that all that's doing is that's giving them a new weapon of a ploy to use against y'all, because now y'all wrapped up in wait 9 days and like, oh, okay, that's their mind state. All I got to do is wait 90 days. Cool, I'm gonna chill. I might have me a little side piece I mess with here and there that I keep on low, and bam. Not every dude
exactly.
is like that. But
well, yeah, not every guy.
Not every dude is like that, but some dudes, if their mindset is always on a sexual thought process, then that's how they're going to be.
Absolutely, and that's why I say it's different for a female and a male when it comes to emotional, physical and emotional cheating. There's a big difference
mm-hmm.
between the two. You know.
Yes, it is. Yes, but shout to K Camp. So y'all, like I said, y'all get K Camp. Nah, but
I'm sorry, but if a dude waits 90 days just to have sex with a female just to cut her off, I think you're fucking stupid, because there's plenty of other people that you can go sleep with before the 90 days. And please don't think all the time that a woman.
Happening.
And so you say, please, I don't know. Because men will think just because they got that 90-day rule that woman is not having sex with anybody for those 90 days. No, she could probably really be interested in you and don't want to take it there with you at the time, but she could still be sleeping with somebody else on the side until she gets to that 90 days, quote, unquote, that she's ready to actually become intimate with you on that level. So if a
exactly.
guy's waiting, like, I know she got some fresh vajayjay. No, that shit's probably just a day old. And you just
oh.
went around and wasted 90 days on that shit. And she just summer eased that thing down, and you don't even know no better.
Shoot. Her pussy ain't fresher than a 10-day-old gallon of Bluebell ice cream.
Okay,
yeah, I said yes. I did take it there. That's how I'm so Texas. I said it.
Hey, that's new. That was so funny.
I don't know.
That's
new.
Debbie's such a good kisser.
Baby, you trying to spar some? Go on now. I'm being good today. But no, for real, like, communication is key. And I feel like, you know, just, like, tell me what you want. Tell me exactly what you want. And then I'll tell you if I'm fucking or sucking. If I ain't doing anything, hey, I move around, you move around, too. Like, that's all
that's what Spice Girls told me, too.
That's just what it is. Everybody know that. Like, you know, come on, let's be adults about it. You know what I mean? Like, if my man is, like, lacking in something, I don't like something, I'm going to bring it to his attention, because communication is key. Because I don't want to cheat on you. But if you're not doing what you're supposed to, that's why the woman do what she do. But you can't question her. Don't fault her or blame her or call her a hoe and all this kind of stuff. You should have been doing what you was doing. You know?
But
you know,
that's still going to excuse it. I mean, let's not sit here and say that excuse is cheating. Break up with the person. I mean, can you do that?
Oh, well, yeah.
And you should break up. It's still on. It's on excuse. I'm not going to give a permission slip to say that's fine to do.
I mean, but if she out with a homegirl, she's vulnerable. You know what I'm saying? She's just like crying and everything, and then she see her friend. You know, they've been friends for a long time. On the low key, like he like her like that. You know what I'm saying? She got a little couple of drinks with her in a sister. You know what I mean? So you know, one thing leads to another. It wasn't intent. She didn't mean to like lay down with him that night. But she was, like, emotionally stressed out with her situation. You know, all these
bills and
keys
and
stuff.
But at the end of the day, that's a test of a real relationship. If you, you know, now that's what a lot of people that try to get married, they mess up with it. You know, all these different things that people sit here saying these vows, they don't add up. It's going to be freaking rocky. Question is, are you ready to handle that?
But my question is, do it have to be rocky?
Everything at the end of the day, we're still human. It's just going to happen, and the question is, what are we going to do to counteract it? And
exactly.
And just because they're not doing their job, you don't necessarily cheat. You're in it for the long run. You need to figure
right.
out a way. What's the best way to make this work? Sometimes, right. sometimes it's easy. Oh, my girl give good head. What did go look up some stuff and teach her how to give you some good head. That'd be stupid stuff like that.
I do agree. I 100% agree with you. I agree. But when those rocky times and those moments come along, I feel like the man needs to, like, take control of the situation and be like, babe, this situation going to be there. Let's just ride it through until something comes, until something happens. And it's like, okay, like, it's getting better for the both of us. Until then, let's go out. Let's have a couple of drinks at the bar. Let's go to Pleasure Pier. Let's do something. Because we both stressed out. I don't want to, like, you know, like, look, we good. Our relationship is good. It's just rocky right now. Like, the man needs to take, you know, control of the situation.
Right. That's why a lot of people do swing. That's why a lot of people are swingers now, because of that thought process. So that they can comfortably say, hey, you know, I don't want to be bored of you, so we can always do some other people together, but I still belong to you.
Mm.
That's too much thought. That's too much sexual juices and thought processes going on at one time for me.
Childish.
I'm about to play.
It's been a wonderful evening, you all.
Yes, it is. It is that time. It is the end of the show.
Give a sweet shout out to my husband, McKinley Freeman. I love you, boo. Follow me on Instagram, _SincerelyAngela, and Closet Karma. That's about it.
And make sure y'all shop on that at Closet Karma, because, like, the website is, like, really dope. And it's, like, really hot, especially, like, for the summer and, like, it's really pretty. It's, like, some really nice things, even for your man. Like, you know, think of those moments when you stress out, man, put one of them dresses on, hold up one time. Man, I'm serious. Man, y'all make sure y'all shop at closetkarma.com. There's some pretty nice things in there for your man and for you ladies. Just saying.
You know, here's the thing, too, like, I like is, how she does the, because every month she always does a little spread in Human Cameras. The reason why I like that is because a lot of these other magazines, they don't own, I mean, yeah, they don't own the stuff that they sell most of the time. They're not selling what from within. And it's cool to do something a little different to where the clothes that are being promoted to go check out are something that you can go buy straight from the person who writes the article. So not only are it's a new, so now you really get a real feel for, oh, this person's making a pick, and it's coming straight out of their personal wardrobe of choices to pick from and buy. So I think that's, like, cool, you know, because anybody can just put any kind of clothes in a magazine and say, oh, this is my personal favorites for fashion this year. You know, but when you own it, it makes it seem like it's a little bit better. It's fun, and now you're pushing that person, you're double pushing that person out.
Yeah. I agree.
We got to support our black businesses more, man. You know, you got people right here, you know, I'm doing stuff all the time. Not just saying y'all, but period. There's a lot of people doing some big things, and they being legitimate in what they do. So if they're treating people good and being legitimate in how they do it, and looking at for you with the prices, then I say support them.
Why not, you know, especially if it's quality,
right,
and it's a good look, and it's a good look. Like, if it's a good look and you see, like, you know, it's something that you like that interests you and could be a trendsetter, then do it. But just to wrap it up, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at DIMP87, DIMP87. And that's it for me.
Shoot, man. Y'all, should we get ready for a rollout, too, man? Mind y'all, check out tomorrow's show. We'll have photographer Aaron J. Photo Cox for the Bay Area on the show, talking to him. It'll be crazy, because it is the 5th annual Dust Model Month. We're all month long on Life of the Dust. Be happy for the modeling industry abroad. talk about different topics, whether it's photographers, models, stylists, whatever. And if you're in the industry, make sure you join deathspot.com. That's where you can be, where it's professional. Make sure I put that out there, it's a professional social network. So you don't have to worry about people being thought to whatnot. It's a completely professional network. And heck, definitely be there. It's grassroots. You absolutely have an owner who talks to you, to actually shows feedback and shares your stuff and highlights people doing stuff on that. So definitely show them love. All right.
Yeah.
We're rolling that out, people. Y'all know it. Remind y'all to check out next week's show, Glitz & Glamour. Same time, same place. Peace.
Bye.
Because she's such a good kisser.